I've got a new machine, and she really goes. When I pass you on the drag strip, you'll know darn well. Been beaten by a porcupine, V.A. Chevelle. Tacking it up now, you better be quick. Nothing can outrun my SS-396. There's lots of chrome goodies sitting under the hood. She looks real pretty like a tough one should. On her red line tire, she sits real mean. She's the coolest hot one you've ever seen. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Everybody's digging my SS-396. Look at her go. Bucket seat. When the four-speed tranny is starting to whine, we'll know that the super sport wants to get on the line. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Nothing can match my SS-396. Look at her go. Bucket seat, when the four-speed tranny is starting to whine, we'll know that the super sport wants to get off the line. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Nothing can match my SS-396.
Hello, this is the Dorktowns.com Podcast 29. You heard Paul Revere and the Raiders with the SS-396, and that song was recorded as a commercial for Chevrolet cars in 1967. And next up are the Dead Milkmen with Punk Rock Girl.
Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Punk rock girl, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreaming. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you paid for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child. Just you and me. Eat butts, banana swirl. Just you and me. We'll travel around the world. Just you and me.
We received an email from someone right here in the Netherlands who complained about the fact that we're playing less and less Johnny Guitar Watson on the show, and he's absolutely right, it's a crying shame. He requested a song called Cutting In, Johnny Guitar Watson.
This is my girl you're dancing with. Excuse me, partner, for being so cold. But you see, we had a little argument. She said it was over. She said we were through. Well, yeah, now. Pardon me, buddy, I'm cutting in on you. Excuse me, partner, for being so cold and for the tears that she shed. But can't you tell by the look in her eyes, she didn't mean a word that she said. In on you.
John Henry Dayton is the real name of Chris Farlow, and his first band was called the John Henry Skiffle Group. And after they changed their name in Chris Farlow and the Thunderbirds and changed their style to rock and roll and rhythm and blues, they became rather successful as a live act in the UK and in Hamburg. And that was, of course, before he went solo and became a pop star under the wings of Andrew Oldham, the Rolling Stones manager. And from that rhythm and blues period, this is Voodoo.
I thought I was a snake, I started crawling on the ground. Thought I was a dog, started barking like a hound. Thought I was a coyote, howling at the moon. Stopping and a bopping like a mouse in Gucci dog.
Somehow she's done a booty to do thing. Booty to do.
received another email by El Saiz from Rhode Island, and I have sent serious death threats to his address, but he just keeps on bothering us, and I'll guess we'll have to live with that. This time he didn't send us his sexually perverted thoughts, but a link to a Washington Post article in which the Dork Tones get mentioned. And though we're not after any commercial success, I would be lying if I would say that this doesn't make me proud, and I'm not gonna quit my day job at the local McDonald's yet. Anyway, this next song is especially for Al. It's Sam Cooke with Everybody Loves to Cha-Cha-Cha.
Everybody loves to cha-cha-cha. Little children like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. Ooh, everybody likes to cha-cha-cha. Took my baby to the hop last night, and what to my surprise, when we got there, she hit me with the news right between the eyes. Yeah, she said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She couldn't, no, she couldn't cha-cha-cha. Ooh, my baby couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, they'd play some other dance. But we sat there for an hour and a half, and we never got a chance. For every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Tom Dooley, T-for-2, cha-cha-cha. Ooh, every number was the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, there's only one thing we can do. Baby, if you let me take you by the hand, I'm gonna teach this dance to you. Then I taught her 1, 2,
cha-cha-cha.
Ooh, 1, 2,
cha-cha-cha.
And up now,
cha-cha-cha.
Baby, and back now,
cha-cha-cha.
That's right, turn now,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, let's cross now,
cha-cha-cha.
Ooh, I taught my baby how to cha-cha-cha. We kept on dancing, and was I surprised, for you see, after we practiced for a little while, she was doing it better than me. Now my baby loves to do the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, she loves to do the cha-cha-cha. She likes the
cha-cha-cha.
Ooh, she likes the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, everybody likes the cha-cha-cha. They do it 1, 2,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, 1, 2. And up now,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, back now. All right,
cha-cha-cha.
Baby, let's cross now.
Mm,
and turn now.
Cha-cha-cha.
Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Behold the world of the bizarre and the beautiful. Russ Meyer, the man who knows what to do with beautiful women, now takes them all beyond the Valley of the Dolls. This is not a sequel. There has never been anything like it. 20th Century Fox presents Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. In color, rated X. No one under 17 admitted.
Oh, bass, Mr. Noel Redding. On drums, Mr. Mitch Mitchell. On vocals and guitar, Mr. Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Yeah. I'll dig something right here. I'm gonna tell you something. About that, got a new flu, a lot to learn there. I have only one itch in his eye. Let me stand next to your body. Let me stand, baby. Stand to your
when you're young and you have older brothers, you get influenced by what they do and what they like, whether you like it or not. And if my oldest brother didn't have good taste in music, I would probably make a podcast on polkas right now. In the 1970s, he listened mostly to David Bowie, and in 1977, he came home with stuff from the Sex Pistols and the Buzzcocks. In 1978, he had an album by a group called Devo. It's a band that I found funny at the time, but behind their gimmicks, they made some cool records. This is from their album Are We Not Men, and it's a tune called Space Junk.
We'll be right back. Don't the Dork Tones.
And the stuff that I dug when I was a youngster was mainly glam rock. My favorites were Gary Glitter, Little Did I Know, and Slade. And with the Dork Tones, we tried to play the song every day with little success. And we definitely can top this bootleg version from a radio broadcasted concert from 1975.
Every day when I'm away, I'm thinking of you. Everyone can carry on except for we two. And you know that I love. Let me hear you sing it.
Yeah. like a man.
Don't the Dork Towns.
What, again? Yes, again. On Songs We Taught the Dork Towns, another great swinging garage tune that we screwed up totally, The Spats with She Done Moved. Now, The Spats are a band that I know virtually nothing about because they only made a couple of singles, and the only interesting fact is that their organ player, Doug Rhodes, later joined the legendary garage band, The Music Machine.
Friday night.
feelers.
A couple of weeks back I played a fantastic version of Stand By Me by Cassius Clay, and another single that he made is called I Am The Greatest.
That's incredibly speedy. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. He is the greatest. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. You once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. Just what I want, a heavyweight crown. Because I am great, I am the greatest.
People always ask me, how do you make a hit record? And I tell them, it's you, the public, who make the hit records. But here's what I do. I get a little beat, and I get a little song, and I get a little group.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then the band comes along. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all I needed to make a hit record. Then I met a man with a long cigar. I said, look here, man. I want to be a star. Listen to my beat. Listen to my song. Now dig the group. Ain't that pretty? Man, we can't go wrong. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. And that's all I needed to make a hit record. Well, he made me sign the paper for 20 years. But I didn't mind that paper, cause the people cheered when they heard my beat. I get it, brother. When they heard my song. Yeah. When they dug the group. Gone, children. Well, it didn't take long. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all I needed to make a hit record. Now I'm walking on air. I ain't got a care. Say, why don't you try the same thing too? Now just get a little beat. Go on and get it, brother. Get yourself a song. Yeah. Now dig the groove. Yeah, 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 yeah. Man, you can't go wrong. And that's all, that's all, that's all. That's all. That's all I needed. Then make a hit a record.
The DorkTowns.com podcast, your source for your weekly shot of rhythm and blues.
We came a long ways together. But but we still got a long ways to go. Now when things were rough,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
you did your
yeah,
part. More to go, and I just love you so, and darling, when your hair turns gray, believe me, that won't drive me away. We'll just do the things we did yesterday. We came a long ways together, but we still got a go!
And that was Harold Burridge, who died at a very young age, with a long always together. And time's up already. And the last tune today is a beautiful little ditty by Simon and Garfunkel. Bye bye.
April, come she will, when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. Resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A loved once knew has now.